It was a huge night. It was a packed out crowd, a sellout crowd for our Kerry and Armagh in the Austin Stack Park, and Kerry ground out the win on Saturday night.
Gives it a side to Donal O'Sullivan. He'd be mad to make an impact. That's what he wants now. After coming on the pitch, that ball put inside from Tony Brosnan, giving it to Barry O'Sullivan. Barry tied up there by 2-3 Armagh's hold. Tony Brosnan looks up, it's high, doesn't go over the bar. That's a brilliant score from Tony Brosnan, wasn't it, Ambrose?
Yes, indeed.
In the end, and he's put the Kingdom ahead. It's Kerry 11 points, Armagh 10, 69 gone.
And that's where you want Tony Brosnan playing, and there's no rocket science. He will finish for you, put him closer to the goal and not out 60 yards from goal.
Absolutely. Now, that ball is well,
in your mind's eye,
Kerry lined their goal line, Ambrose. At the horn's end. Keeper caught there with the white jersey in the middle of him. Almost every care, I'd say there's 12 players back on the line. And the man to take it will be Rian O'Neill. Oh, it's over the bar. That brings it back to a 1-point game. And it has to be all over, Ambrose. Now they're on the pitch, Ambrose. All the crowd run on like speed merchants.
Tim Moynan, Ambrose Sullivan, commentating on Saturday evening here on Radio Kerry for Kerry's 12 points to 11 win over Armagh. With me on the line to talk of this with former Kerry footballer Sean O'Sullivan. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Listen, how crucial was this win for Kerry?
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me. A very important win, Gerry. Yeah, very important. Look, I suppose in the lead up to the game at the weekend, you know, everyone was talking about that the 2 points were the most important thing for Kerry. A defeat would really have put them in a relegation battle, which Jack O'Connor or his management team or the players or any of us really don't want. So to get those 2 points, a hard fought 2 points, Gerry, was very, very important. It gives us 4 points now. You know, looking, I suppose, at the league, even looking at the league table again myself last night, 6 points really is the magic number to keep you safe with the way results have gone so far. So look, one more win should be enough for Kerry to secure their Division 1 status, I would think. But look, who's to say that, you know, that win won't give the lads a bit of confidence, and if we can win away in Omagh next weekend, which will be difficult, that, you know, we could finish out the season on a bit of a high, and there's still potential, even though, be it small,
yeah,
there's still the potential of a league final, maybe, you don't know.
Yeah, there's a possibility for that as well. Now look, Armagh were hard to break down, and I was talking to a few people yesterday. One man said, look, I looked at the rugby over the weekend, I looked at Kerry versus Armagh, I know which was far more entertaining from a sporting spectacle. Is that just the way football has gone at the moment, or is it this time of year a team like Armagh, well drilled defensively, will come to Tralee and will set up defensively?
Yeah, look, I was in the terrace on Saturday evening, Gerry, and first of all, a fantastic crowd, a great evening for a game, brilliant. Tralee was buzzing. It was fantastic to see. And I know people came into the game probably hoping for a real humding or a real open game, but Gerry, you weren't going to get that with Armagh, unfortunately. And look, there was people around me in the terrace, and I can understand their frustration, particularly with our fellas, you know, that we weren't maybe kicking the ball in. But you have to understand, and look, I've coached and I've been on the sideline, you know, if the Kerry lads were kicking the ball in to a blanket defence and it was going straight to Armagh guys and they were breaking up the field and getting scores, you know, you have to just play the game as you see it. And unfortunately with Armagh, I mean, you look at the stats, Gerry, they give us every kick out. Okay, Shane Ryan rarely had to go long, always had the short kick out. Armagh just dropped back into their defensive shape and basically invited Kerry onto them and see could we break them down. It's not lovely to watch, of course it isn't, but it's the way the game has gone when you play particular teams. And Armagh knew themselves that they needed to try and grind out a win too, and that's the way Kieran McGeaney and Kieran Donaghy decided to go about it. And you know, Gerry, they started the second half very well. They were in the ascendancy. I thought it was going to be a difficult night for Kerry, which it turned out to be. But you know, and Jack didn't make too much of it after, but I think Kerry will be delighted with the way they ground out.
Yeah, yes. They found a way to win. Yeah. They broke it down and they got their noses in front, got ahead at the crucial time to make the difference.
Exactly. And what they did, Gerry, was, and it was really impressive, was faced with that blanket defence, okay, they had to go back and over the field, they had to switch the point of attack, they had to try and go down corners and create little opportunities. But what they did was they were very patient. And they made sure that they didn't give the ball away, and when the opportunity came, when one of the Armagh defenders switched off, they either got a shot off Kerry, or they got their score from play, or else they forced freeze, and they just did enough to get over the line, and that win will stand to them. I put it to your listeners or to people who were giving out on Saturday evening, you know, as a former player and a coach, I would much prefer to be driving home from that win than what we saw against Monaghan in Killarney, because you learned nothing from the game in Killarney against Monaghan, Jerry, where you had things all your own way. I'm telling you, Jack and the management learned a lot more about their team on Saturday evening.
Yeah, they certainly did, that's for sure. Look, who are your key performers? Darren Moynan had a big game, Stefan Cunberg got a lot of ball, I know Tony Brosnan chipping in with that crucial point, taking the responsibility at the right time.
Yeah, I think all those guys you mentioned. I think it was a big night for Stefan. He's a guy who can offer a lot, Jerry. And when obviously the change was announced late that he was in to replace Pat Warren at wing back, I actually felt that was a good position for him, particularly in that, you know, the Armagh half forward line kind of dropped deep and it allowed Stefan to get on a lot of ball. And when you're, you know, it's probably Stefan's first real big start for Kerry.
Yeah.
And the more times he got his hands on the ball early, he grew in confidence as the game went on. Look, we all know what he can bring. He's a specimen of a man. He's a very good athlete. I mean, he broke some brilliant tackles the other night and drove forward. But what he did very well were his defensive duties, Jerry. When he had to mark a guy, he did. But also what he was doing was, when the ball was going in over his head to the Armagh full forward line, he was back and he was helping out his defenders. He was helping out the likes of Jason Foley, Graham Sullivan, Tom Sullivan. So I thought Stefan had a good night. You mentioned the two lads that came on. You know, Tony Brosnan kicked a massive score. Donal O'Sullivan punched the one late on. So that's what you want from your bench. You want impact. I thought Barry Dan O'Sullivan from Dingle actually had quite a good game. I know he hasn't lit up the league, but he's been very, very consistent and he's just got about his work. And I thought he had a good night the other night now as well. So there were some decent performances. Of course, there's a lot more in us, and I think that's still to come. But a lot of the lads can be very pleased with their performance in what was a real, real difficult game, you know.
Tadhg Morley, a crucial game, a crucial score as well. That's what you need, your centre back in a defensive game coming up and kind of breaking the line.
Yeah, I was down at the terrace side where the backs were in the second half, Jerry, and Tadhg is just, you know, I know this has been said time and time again, but he's the leader of that pack, really. He's the linchpin of your defence. He found the going tough above in Castlebar last Saturday night, so I'm sure Tadhg would have looked at himself during the week and want to put in a better performance. And again, similar to Stefan, what he did was he made sure that he was back, just protecting his full back line, and obviously draw forward as well, which we all know he can. But Tadhg is a crucial part of that Kerry defence, and the lads, you know, I've often said it, you know, Tom Sullivan gets great plaudits for driving forward, and Graham and so on, but they do that knowing that they have Tadhg there as a safety blanket to let them do that, and he's brilliant. He's the best in the country at it. So a great game for Tadhg, and especially after probably a below par performance, not only from him but from all the lads in Castlebar the previous week, you know.
Yeah. Sean, finally and briefly, listen, a quick word. Kerry ladies have been outstanding. Niamh Carmody 1-4. They took the Meath, the All-Ireland champions, the league champions, to Brosna, and gave them a right hammering.
They did, yeah. They're on a fantastic run, Jerry. First of all, huge credit to the players. They're putting in some brilliant performances. Their first two games of the season, they won by a point in Waterford, and they won by a point. It escapes me now. Their second game, they won their first two games by a point and two character building wins. But it gave them that bit of confidence. And geez, we've seen some fantastic performances since, and you know, Dara Long and Declan Quill will be delighted. They're in league final, as you mentioned earlier, and look, they're certainly going the right direction, Jerry, and it's great to see, you know, to bring the All-Ireland champions down to Kerry, over to Brosna, where they had a great day over there, I heard, and to put up that score is only good. So let's see, it's obviously early in the year. Yes, they have a league final to look forward to. Championship will be a different story, they know well, but so far so good.
Brilliant. Sean, listen, thanks for taking time to talk to us on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.